Hello, everybody, and welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and this is a little different episode. This episode is what we recorded at Pitchfork. Pitchfork Music Festival over the last weekend in Chicago's Union Park. It was a great time. Friday night, we focused on the comedy stage, so you're going to be able to hear a podcast that we did with Hannibal Buress and Wyatt Cenac in the next few days. But this podcast, this individual episode, is about Saturday and Sunday. Rather than talk to any of the artists that played, I talked to random people. I talked to journalists, concert goers, musicians, etc. When I say musicians, I mean the bands that weren't playing. I hope that doesn't confuse anyone. Anyways, this is what I experienced. It was quite a fun time. Kevin McGuire took excellent photos, so if you're on your iPod, next time you go to our website, go to the photo stream we have on Flickr right now. They're absolutely wonderful. And, yeah, stay tuned. But before we get to Pitchfork and what happened there, I want to plug an artist that I think should be playing Pitchfork Music Festival in the future. Hell, that he should be playing every music festival in the future. Anyone that's worth playing. Not those ones that have, like, Two White Crew or the band Two Live Crew. Actually, Two Live Crew is okay, but the band Two White Crew or Hairbangers Ball or Maggie Speaks. No. It's not that kind of festival. This is for the music lovers out there. This is Daniel Knox. I'm going to play three Daniel Knox songs. I'm going to play a Daniel Knox song right now, a Daniel Knox song between Saturday and Sunday, and a Daniel Knox song to close out our Pitchfork Music Festival experience. So without further ado, here's Daniel Knox. As soon as Mr. Knox is finished with his songs, we'll go on and head over to Pitchfork.
Thank you. system.
Is there anyone else you're looking forward to?
Well, yeah, on Sunday, but I'm not going to be here.
Why aren't you going to be here?
I have to work.
So did you buy a one-day pass or what?
My friend gave me all three tickets for free.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Or her, or him.
Her, yes.
Why did she have them? Always fun. I'm going to talk a little bit more in the microphone because they're walking through blankets. You know, Chrissy, could you hear me?
No.
You can't hear me? Okay.
No, I can.
Chrissy, I hate people with blankets. Do you understand why?
Because of the crowd we're in right now?
Yes, that's exactly right. So, do you usually bring blankets to festivals?
No, I don't. It's the first time. I didn't bring it. I'm just with the people who brought it.
Oh, okay. Would you, now that you're living this experience, is it better or worse with a blanket?
Wait, what did you say?
Is it better or worse being here with a blanket?
It's almost better. I like to just sit down and, like, not care. I'm not one to get, like, too close to everything.
If you didn't have... Watch out. I keep saying watch out because what I really want to say is that guy's got a lot of back hair.
A lot of back hair. You can make a blanket out of it.
Exactly. One for you to sit on. That's great. The circle is complete. Do you like festivals?
I do. I don't necessarily like how many people are there, but I just like that atmosphere.
What can make this festival better?
Liquor.
You have beer in your hand.
But there's no hard liquor.
You know what? I think it's a brilliant idea that there is no hard liquor. What can make this festival... What is that, besides the liquor, that's your one complaint?
Well, I mean, the liquor, and they don't play all the good bands on the same day on purpose so that you have to buy a bunch of tickets.
No, I think it's brilliant that way. Besides, have you seen anyone that you didn't think you'd see that you really enjoyed?
No, not yet. I just got here today.
So. You just got here?
Yep.
You're definitely not making your money's worth.
No,
what should people come to this festival?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, there's a lot of great bands that are, like, smaller that just need, like, they're kind of, like, pull. They're not getting places at, like, Lollapalooza.
Say poor again.
No, pull.
Oh.
Poor.
Poor.
They're pull. Like, they don't get their, like...
What does that mean?
Oh, I just feel like, you know, with bigger festivals, like Lollapalooza and stuff like that, they try to get the biggest of the biggest of the best. And I feel like a place like this, you can see a lot of smaller bands and playing all at the same time.
Got it. Well, that's so positive and nice. Thank you.
I know. No problem. Thanks.
John Spencer Blues is supposed to just play it. I'm talking to...
Greg Catt.
Greg, you've been to pretty much every music festival there is. Does this festival stand out from the others?
Definitely stands out. It's more grassroots, more community-oriented than any other major festival. I mean, it's a worldwide festival. It brings people in from all over the country and all over the world. But it has a community vibe to it, which no other festival really can, emulate. You look at Lollapalooza in Chicago, you look at Coachella out in California, Bonnaroo, ACL in Austin. Those are all comparable festivals in terms of size and influence. None of them come close. They have more of a corporatized feel to them. They're much more about, kind of a Walmart effect and bringing bands from all over the world into their festivals. And it's sort of a hodgepodge kind of thing. Okay, who's hot, who's not? There's a sense there of basically dollars are talking. Here, it's more about, about half the artists here are very much under the radar. They're certainly not mainstream artists. It's more about a curated experience. Music lovers curating great music for other music lovers. So in that sense, some people may view it as a little bit more elitist. But I have to say it's one of the friendliest vibes of any major festival I've been to. People are here for the music. They're not here to cause trouble. They're not here to get overloaded on drink or drugs. I mean, there's some of that here, certainly. But it's more about, people are really into music. They come to Pitchfork, and they're here all day. And they're here to get introduced to something new. They're here to find something new, discover new bands. You see somebody like Sharon Bandette out there.
Yeah.
There's a new artist who's clearly never been on a big stage before, and I love those songs, and it introduced me to somebody new in a kind of a daunting setting. So I think that's what's really different about Pitchfork.
For people that want to have a job like yours, a music critic at a major publication, you're known around the world, what should they be doing? When they go to a festival, how should they approach the festival?
You mean as a journalist?
As a journalist, as a music journalist or a blogger or whatever.
Well, I think the main thing is to remain curious and open-minded. I mean, I come to these festivals to discover new things. I come here to go see the acts I haven't seen before.
You've seen the Blues Explosion before.
Oh, yeah. And with the Blues Explosion, it was kind of like, okay, frankly, I was sort of biding my time between sets a little bit for other bands. I'd seen John Spencer countless times. I have to say, I thought, why him again now? I thought, he'd been away for
blown away by their records. I think they make good records, but I think live is a totally other level. Who are you excited to see that's left?
Tonight, absolutely LCD Sound System. I'm really excited about that set on a big stage. I think they can absolutely pull it off.
Yeah.
And I actually think Sunday's got the best lineup of them all. I think that's probably the best for last kind of scenario.
Well, speaking of Pavement and reunions, has there been one band that you're glad that they reunited and they produced good material?
The only band that I can think of that has reunited in recent years and has continued to make good new records as opposed to like leaning completely on nostalgia is Mission of Burma. They made three records since they reunited, and I'd say two of those are excellent, and one of those is very good.
What now? What's the goal for you? Just cover everything you can see?
Yeah, I mean, we're here, you know, here to looking for news. You know, you're it's a news event. It's a huge event for Chicago. I've got two other great writers here with me, and Andy Downey and Bob Gendron, Kevin Panks doing video. We're comprehensively covering it. I mean, the stuff on the blog, I think, you know, for me, that's kind of like where journalism is headed. You know, you're blogging, you're Twittering, there's video. It's kind of a multimedia approach to covering it rather than just doing the one big wrap-up story at the end. And we're going to have that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's more about, you know, covering it from many angles in many different ways.
Is it weird being at a festival that's sponsored by a music journalism?
Well, it's very weird. I think Pitchfork, I've had this conversation with Ryan Schreiber before. There's this fundamental conflict of interest in an enterprise that considers itself sort of criticizing an industry, looking at it from the outside in, holding a festival where it's basically, you know, having those bands bring in paying customers to come to their festival, and at the same time critiquing those same bands in there easy.
To be fair to Pitchfork, they've had bands on there on this bill, and then they'll give the next album like a 6 or a 5.
Well, yeah, they should, and you know, and obviously their fans don't care, the readers don't care because they keep coming to the site in droves. But you know, again, it's an issue that seems to be less of an issue for this generation for whatever reason, that blurring of the lines between advertising and you know journalism, the ethics of that is constantly being blurred, and you know I'm not sure that's a good thing because at the end of the day. The integrity, it's not, no matter how scrupulous you are, the appearance of even a conflict of interest is a problem for any journalist, for anybody who presumes to be critiquing something else. So, you know, it's a problem for me, but at the same time, they run a great festival.
One final question. Do you think these festivals are hurting tours, or does it matter at this point?
Are they
hurting tours? Like Titus Andronicus just played here. Will we be able to see them in Chicago other than this weekend for the next?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that they sort of suck a little wind out of the sails of the clubs. But I talk to a lot of agents about this, and they say, you know, at the end of the day, the festival is a good thing for the band and in turn the long range health of the clubs, because you know you're going to see a Sharon Van Etten here. You might never have ventured out to a club to see her because you go, who?
Yeah.
You come here and you see somebody that blows you away and says, you know, next time she plays Shubas or, you know, Empty Bottle, I'm going to check her out.
Yeah.
So that's the way it's supposed to work. And I think, you know, when a festival is presenting a lot of new and up-and-coming bands to an audience that, you know, is here curious to see what's new and what's good, I think that's healthy for the music scene in the long term.
Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making us all better music fans.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, I'm at Pitchfork and I'm with Alex and Francis Lloyd, one of my favorite bands, White Mystery. How are you guys doing?
Hi, how are you?
Excellent.
Why are you here?
We're here for various reasons. We're playing Pitchfork tonight in White Mystery. We did all the t-shirts for Pavement and LCD Sound System, and we're making souvenir buttons at the Busy Beaver Button Booth.
I highly recommend it. Are you guys going to be doing that next year, probably?
We've done it every year since it's been Intonation Fest.
It's so much fun, and it's the best memory because it's so stupid and little and small. I'm not stupid in a bad way, just stupid and quirky and beautiful.
And cheap.
It's very cheap. The best souvenir you can take from this festival. Do you enjoy being here?
Yes.
Yes.
You've been here before. Have you been here before?
Yes.
You've played here before.
Yeah.
How was that?
I played in Hot Machines. I think it was the first year it was Pitchfork.
It was the first year it was Pitchfork.
Yeah, yeah. And it was great. Like, it was cool playing for a sea of people in the blazing heat, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. White Mystery is going really, really well. You guys are about to go on a tour, am I correct?
Yeah, totally. We're going on a month-long nationwide tour.
Everyone's seems to love you, which is a good thing. Who do you love? What bands do you like?
Gosh, trying to think. Thomas Function is awesome from Huntsville, Alabama.
See, that's great because no one would ever know. Say it again.
Thomas Function.
Thomas Function, okay.
Yeah, they're great. I love all sorts of, let's see, like we're playing Pizza Fest in Seattle, and that's with Personal and the Pizzas, and they're from New Jersey, and they're great.
Is Brian Costello's band playing that festival?
Johnny and the Limelights are playing,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, that's a festival made for them. What about you, Francis?
Black Sabbath rules.
I don't know if you're being ironic, because your mustache is that strong of a metal mustache. I'm sure you're sick of the hair comments, but I just, could you tell people about the hair button again? It's so weird.
Oh, yeah, well, we make DNA buttons. We have buttons with our actual hair in it. We haven't cut our hair for, like, two years, so when we do trims, we save the hairs and we press them into pin back buttons.
Are you excited for Bitch Pork?
Yeah, you mean Bitch Pork?
Bitch Pork?
Yeah, totally.
What's Bitch Pork?
Bitch Pork is the opposite of Pitchfork. It's at a big loft across the street from Biker Gang headquarters.
Nice. What are you excited to see that's left?
Gosh, I'd love to see Cave tomorrow.
Okay, they're early. You're going to be here, obviously, working.
Yeah, totally.
You're so responsible.
Lightning Bolt?
Not Sabbath. Have you seen Sabbath?
Never, I wish.
Have you seen Ozzy Solo?
No.
The Dio ship has passed.
Ozzy Solo.
You never liked Ozzy. So do you prefer Black Sabbath with Ozzy or with Dio?
I'd say Ozzy because it wasn't as influenced by Metallica in the early 70s, but once Dio got in there, they got in the whole slow melodic. They never knew when to end a song once Dio got in.
Would you guys ever cover Sabbath?
Yes, we'd love to.
Would you cover Sabbath?
We don't do covers.
Well, Alex does a really sweet riff on Sweet Leaf.
Oh, yeah, I can play Sweet Leaf.
Oh, you can play anything. Is Orange your sponsor now?
Well, they sponsor my amp.
That is so brilliant.
They have a redheaded woman as their logo, so it's
a redheaded satyr dude on the other side.
That makes sense. Everyone should go see White Mystery. They're some of my favorite bands. They're in my favorite band in Chicago, one of my favorite bands. Where's your next Chicago show?
We're playing the Milwaukee Avenue Arts Festival next Sunday. It's free and outside.
That's perfect. Thank you guys so much. It's 7:44. I'm at Pitchfork. I'm Saturday night, and I'm talking with
Ricky Carmona,
Dan Filowitz,
James Frith,
Christy Mandel,
and you're all here. And I know three of the four of you. You're a new friend. You're on your iPhone. You're on a text message. That's so nice of you to do this. Why did you come to Pitchfork? Let's go in clockwise.
I came today to see LCD Sound System, but yesterday I came to see the comedy, first ever comedy stage at Pitchfork.
I wanted to see Michael Showalter panic.
I come every year. It's nice to be outside with the music.
I came to see Wu-Tang Raekwon.
What? They're nothing to fuck with.
They are not to be fucked with. I came to see John Spencer Blues Explosion. They tore it up.
I was not having a good time until I saw... Yes. who is this, Panda Bear?
Bearwolf.
Beowulf is the...
Never gonna listen to again.
Animal Farm is playing. Did you enjoy the comedy stage? You're a comedy writer, you see a lot of comedy, and you're not a comic, so you have the harshest opinion out of all of them.
Well, I did like it. I liked it as a fan. I enjoyed seeing everybody perform. My friend Hannibal Buress also performed. He was amazing.
Good job name dropping.
Yes. But it was great. It was a very awkward situation, I thought, though, for the performers and for some of the crowd. But
definitely. But there's nothing you can do about that. You either don't have a comedy stage or you make it awkward, it seems.
Yeah, right. Or you put it inside.
Yeah. Did you get to see Michael Showalter panic?
I only heard it when I was walking by the gate. She saw it. I got here kind of late yesterday.
Did you like Michael Showalter?
I didn't really see it, but I heard it was interesting.
It was interesting. What did you think, comedy writer?
I've only really know his sketch work, so I always liked him when he did sketch stuff, but I've never seen him stand up. Scratch it. I've seen it like once or twice, and I never really liked it that much. So yesterday's stand-up set was like, oh yeah, okay. I don't really need to see you perform stand-up like ever again. Like,
okay,
but make more TV shows. That'd be fine. Yeah.
Okay. Kind of a girl.
Yeah.
Guy that comes every year. Why do you come every year?
Because usually there's something excellent going on. It's inexpensive. It's easy to deal with. I like come like this festival is the easiest festival you can do.
But street fests are free, and they're even closer to home, yet you come here.
Yeah, this isn't anything close to what a street fest
okay.
does. Yeah.
How is it different? Because a lot of people haven't been.
To here? Well, you know, you get a bigger stage. It's not as... Usually the quality of acts at a thing like this is better than, than a street festival. You get, like... You get some weird things. I saw Marcy Playground once at a street festival.
I love Marcy Playground.
They had the one song. They played it.
No, that second record is great. And their third one was called MP3. It makes sense. Ricky, are you enjoying your time here?
Yeah, this is great, dude.
Have you been here before?
This is my first time here. I'm only here today. I'm not coming tomorrow.
You were just here to see Raekwon and John Spencer.
And that's right. LCD Sound System.
That would be a great three-act bill. That would be a great tour. Just a bunch of adults that know how to handle their drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Touring the country, singing about the blues in a garage rock setting. You want to talk, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
Who are you?
Hey, my name's Chad Briggs. You know me.
I know Chad Briggs. Chad, why are you here at Pitchfork?
Oh.
It's Saturday, by the way.
It is Saturday. That's why I'm here.
Time and date.
I don't know the time. I'm sorry. It's probably 6-ish?
No, it's almost 7.
You so kind of. Wow. Okay.
Kind of. No, it's 7:48.
Okay, wow.
It's a lot later. We just lost track of time with you.
He's always on LA time.
I am. I'm Hollywood.
Okay, Mr. Hollywood, why did you come?
Why did I come? I've been the last 3 or 4 years, and fucking Pavement is headlining, and I just bought the tickets a long time ago. And I saw Blues Explosion today, and it was fucking great. This year is a good fucking nod to the oldsters like me, because there's Blues Explosion.
Well, last year was Jesus Lizard.
Yeah, there's always a good... Because the oldsters have more disposable...
Last year?
Sebado, I think, was 2 years ago. That was awful.
That was weird.
People did not like Sebado when they were here.
But, people did like Public Enemy. That was
a lot of fun. We all bonded. Oh, wait. We have someone that disagrees with Public Enemy.
No, I was going to say, I'm still kicking myself to this day for not going. Just seeing Public Enemy that one night, you know?
Like, I have to see that. I'm probably not.
It's really good to live in regret. Continue.
Flavor Flav's vocals were completely overdubbed. And
he still missed the fifth song.
He didn't come.
He missed the first song.
Yeah, he missed the first song.
The whole first song.
He had the best response to crowd. He had the best crowd work I've ever seen. People started booing when he was plugging his sit down. Do you remember this? And he goes, "There's a lot of ghosts in the park."
That's brilliant. That's funny.
Would you come back? Let's go in clockwise order.
Yeah,
wait your turn.
I'm sorry.
No, let's go, Connor.
I would come back.
One.
It has to be a solid lineup though. Like today. Like you said, it could be a three-bill show with those three going up, so it's a solid lineup.
Are you in town tomorrow?
Yeah, but I'm just busy.
Okay.
But I would totally, like, having Big Boy close out the show?
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That's really good, man.
Chad Briggs, would you come back?
Yeah, but I'm starting to feel old here. I'm starting to feel like a grumpy-ass old man. It's still fun.
I know fewer and fewer bands every year.
Yeah, yes, man. But you see more and more children every year as well, so that should make you feel young regardless
children
of them.
Children in basketball jerseys is all
I've seen. They gave up their youth regardless of their age. They could be 18, they could be 35. I'm still young. Yes, parents gave up their youth. Yes, is it? Yes, there's a crazy amount of basketball.
White boys in basketball? Yeah.
There's another one right there. He's in a Rose version.
Yeah. There's a crossover between basketball and indie rock, on the internet at least. So.
Is there? Because I saw a guy in a USA 92 Sean Kemp jersey.
I thought there'd be more beards, too.
Not a lot of beards.
All the hipsters puss out when it gets 90 degrees.
No.
I stick with it.
Your handlebar mustaches.
There's a guy. There was an ad on Craigslist to be the guy that tattoos people with the handlebar mustache, the cigarette company. And it's sad when your friends are like, "You should do that." It's like, "No, I'm covering this for the podcast for myself, you know, to help things." She's like, "No, no, no, you should do the thing with the handlebar mustache because you're a failure."
Well, Hannibal has a good joke about the handlebar mustache, guys.
I know Hannibal did. Sorry, I'm creeping you out. I like your shirt.
I appreciate it.
It's James Fritz. I've seen that shirt for years on you. Good job.
I've had this shirt since the sixth grade. It's the most comfortable, breathable shirt.
That looks extremely comfortable and breathable. Are you coming tomorrow? Is everybody coming tomorrow?
Amen. Yeah.
You're coming?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Nope.
Why are you coming tomorrow?
I have a lot of writing to do.
Even though you have a pass?
Yeah. I'm giving it to Tiffany Putterbaugh.
You shouldn't say that out loud. But that's very nice
that's
of you.
That's a dangerous person to get a pass.
That's very thing. Let's plug all of your stuff.
She's going to fuck Big Boy tomorrow.
We're all going to fuck Big Boy. If everything goes as planned, we're all going to be inside, or Big Boy's going to be inside of us. That's why he gets the name.
Sorry, what?
What should we... Let's plug. Plugs.
Oh.
Why not? I like you. Fine. You don't get a plug. Fuck off.
Recomedy Magazine, September 20th. 10. Look for it online and in print.
Yeah, you can hear me on Free Dog Girl Presents, the Disciples of Clyde NBA podcast, disciplesofclyde.com.
Disciplesarehigh.com?
Of Clyde, C-L-Y.
Disciples of Clyde as in Clyde Drexler.
No, Clyde Frazier, my friend.
Clyde Frazier.
Oh, you're together with this?
No, I was backing him up. I was being his hype man. I just saw hype man today.
When you're in an audio podcast, you don't back away and point to the mic. You say something into the mic.
I like your shirt, man. They'll say that into the mic.
Thanks, buddy. Fuck off. Okay,
Tuesday the 20th at the Bee Kitchen.
Comedians, Chicago Underground Comedians.
August 30th at Hungry Brain.
There you go, buddy. Thanks, everybody.
All right, it's Saturday night. LCD Sound System is about to go out, and I'm with the famous John Bolo.
Hello there.
How are you, John Bolo?
I'm doing great.
Why did you come to the fest?
Because it was sunny.
If it wasn't sunny, would you be here?
Oh, for sure.
So really, the sun had nothing to do with this?
I could be at Garfield Park.
Why would you be at Garfield Park?
Because it's sunny.
That's true. What was your favorite part of the weekend thus far?
DeLorean was fantastic.
What are you looking forward to?
LCD and all of tomorrow. And Marty Leonard's.
Marty Leonard's.
Let's call Marty over here. Marty!
Hey, do you want to be on this podcast with me?
What is it?
It's called You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Sure.
I stole it from the Blues Brothers.
What do I do?
I'm going to interview you.
Okay.
How's your weekend thus far?
The weekend has been fantastic. It's finally cooled off.
Who's been your favorite act?
Wolf Parade.
Who has been your least favorite act? Or the band that disappointed you the most?
I don't know.
Okay.
That would be...
Who are you...
Who's playing right now, but...
Yes, this is awful.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
This sounds like a nightmare.
It doesn't work live. Panda Bear's album, Person Pitch, is just unbelievably cool.
Yeah.
It's like when it's on... Like, you put iTunes on shuffle and songs come up, you stop doing what you're doing to listen for 9 minutes of this. It works really well there.
Yeah.
It works well on headphones. It works well on your laptop. But I don't know, live, it just doesn't come off. And when Animal Collective played at Lollapalooza last year, they're coming off a record that probably had the most accessible songs they've ever done.
Uh-huh.
And they did a DJ set. It didn't even make sense. It's like, I mean, it was fine, I suppose, but still.
You get paid either way. That's why it makes sense.
Yeah.
Who are you excited to see tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Oh, there's so much. There's Sleigh Bells. There's Here We Go Magic.
Neon Indian.
Neon Indian. There's...
it's going to be fantastic.
St. Vincent, who's always great. And Pavement, I guess.
How is this festival different than the Lollapaloozas and the Street Fest and whatever?
Because it's smaller, obviously. And the vibe is totally different. It's
everyone keeps saying that the vibe is different.
Like, the vibe is different because it's more relaxed, it's more friendly, and everyone here you know.
It seems like
it's
that.
It's one of those things, you just know everyone here.
When people say the vibe is different, that usually means they can move around. Like, they
it's
can,
pretty
you can,
packed
you,
out there.
You can,
it's
you can
totally
go
packed
from,
out there, yeah.
But you can go to something and see it.
You don't have to walk literally a mile.
Exactly, you don't have to...
Well, who are you?
Hey, I'm Josef. I'm from Slovakia, but I'm really enjoying this festival here. But what I don't like in Lollapalooza that you have like stage, south stage, and off stage, and it takes you like 20 minutes to walk through the crowd, and you miss the show that you want to really see.
Yeah.
So I like this because you're just like moving like in 1.5 mile, and you can see whatever you want.
Lollapalooza is a 2 mile stretch of the park.
Yeah.
It's 2 miles from one end to the other.
Yeah.
And this year it's going to be even larger.
It's larger this year?
It's larger this year. They've taken over Columbus, and they've gone to the part of the park that's west of Columbus Street.
Do you know why they did that?
Because those stages that were on the streets was kind of dangerous. It got too crowded, like when Passion Pit played last
year.
There was such a crunch of people that they've decided to take those little smaller stages and put them in a park.
So it has nothing to do with the bleed of the sound or anything like that?
Well, maybe that had something to do with it as well. But anyway, and they also can let in about 20,000 more people.
Wow, that's insane. Do you think this fest should get bigger?
I don't think so.
They would have to move it. They couldn't have it in this park.
I like it. How is it? Like,
no.
Medium-sized festival.
Does the sound bother you? Occasionally you'll hear, if you're roughly in the middle.
No, it's great.
You don't mind it?
No, it's great.
I think now, 5 or 6 years into it, and the fact that this has been successful, and and I don't know what it would cost to upgrade the sound.
Yeah.
And I think they did to a certain extent this year, because I noticed that those big PAs are different.
Yeah.
The sound might be a little better this year. I don't know. But
you know, I've never actually had a problem with the sound. It's really only when it's windy and there's nothing you can do about that. That's the best festivals and the worst festivals.
Yeah.
I think, by and large, when people complain about the sound, it's because they have nothing else to complain about.
That's a great thing.
Well, I don't know. I think the sound is great. I don't know if it carries. And that's partly, you know.
It also has to do with the fact that it's in a neighborhood park and there are sound limits. I mean, there are sound limits at Lollapalooza. Because I saw, maybe it was Rage Against the Machine, or maybe even, I think it was Daft Punk. And it was loud enough, I suppose, for Grant Park. But then I went to the Vegas Festival, which was in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And it was kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It was out in the outskirts of town. And they had it punked up so high that it almost ripped your chest apart.
Jesus.
So, there's that.
Will you come back?
I saw DeLorean earlier today, and I could feel it in every part of my chest.
Wasn't DeLorean on a smaller stage, though?
They were
on
here.
They were on the main stage, okay.
And I could feel it. I could feel it.
How close were you?
Probably like 7 people back.
Okay, well, then it should be that loud.
Yeah.
That's okay, but 70 people back, it shouldn't feel like.
Well, it's also...
Watch out.
Jesus.
We almost just got hit
by garbage.
I got hit by garbage by a truck. Golf cart of garbage.
That's the kind of vibe they have.
That's what happens.
Neighborhoody.
That's what happens at a Pitchfork. You get run over by a garbage truck.
You're just in another alley.
Yeah.
Is there anything that people that haven't been here should know about this festival that hasn't been blogged about or written about or talked about?
Wow. What should they know?
I think they should know it's easy to access. It's in a neighborhood, like you guys said. The sound's good.
I kind of like the idea of local, small local bands here.
Yeah.
So you have like Midwest bands or Chicago bands. So they can play a big festival here.
I like the B stage.
The B stage.
Or Alcantara stage, yeah.
I think, you know, there were some Chicago bands here. And it's also a complaint of Lollapalooza that there aren't enough Chicago bands there as well.
Well, let's be mean to Lollapalooza.
There should be a Chicago stage.
The Chicago bands that have at Lollapalooza, unless they're very big, are usually awful. They're pretty bad. You're a very nice
man. What do you mean?
The bands that they have at Lollapalooza, like the first slot, they usually won a contest, and they're not.
Oh, there is that one,
good.
Yeah.
And I'm just being mean for no reason. Like, Allah is here tomorrow. They're great.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Thank you guys so much for doing this. You want to plug anything?
No.
Okay.
No. Thanks for having us.
Thank you asking us.
Could you do one quick French Nighter?
What's that?
Could you do one quick French Nighter before we go?
Where's my umbrella?
Thank you. All right. LCD Sound System is playing, and I'm talking with...
Kate.
Kate, why are you here?
I'm here to rock out.
What does rock out entail?
I mean, sweating, drinking beer, hanging with my friends. I've been looking forward to this all summer.
Do you go to any other festivals?
Yes. I went to Bonnaroo with my parents.
How was that?
It was really odd and awesome.
Did your parents enjoy it?
They did. It was a family trip. They bought tickets for everyone, so it was a family affair.
That's super nice and liberal of you. But what bands did your parents enjoy?
Well, as a family, we enjoyed Stevie Wonder, Steve Martin and his band, Dr. Dog, Regina Spektor. They were pretty good.
Do
My
you
parents
think,
were pretty good about everything.
Do you think your parents would like this festival?
I think so. They might not. I can actually say they wouldn't know any of the bands, but
yeah.
They like to dance and just feel young.
Do you know most of the bands?
I do.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to Sundays, particularly.
Who specifically?
Pavement, that's why I knew I would come for sure. St. Vincent, Beach House, Local Natives, Neon Indian.
Nice. Who have you enjoyed thus far?
I really enjoyed DeLorean at like 2:30, so it was really hot, but it was fun.
Would you come this early every year, or do you usually get here this early?
I do.
What vendors are good?
There's a place called Mata Traders.
Okay.
I don't know if that's how they say it, but MATA. They're like fair trade jewelry and clothing.
Okay.
And then a lot of great posters. AmeriCorps is here promoting information about them, so cool stuff.
What could make this festival better? Is there anything?
Well, I am
All right, so that was Saturday at Pitchfork. It was a great time. I think my highlight was the John Spencer Blues Explosion. It was wonderful. It's the kind of show that makes you want to go out and reunite your band that you probably shouldn't reunite because it's just weird at this point, but they were very inspiring, so you think you're going to have this great time. You probably won't. You might not regret it, but it won't be everything you lived it up to be because you just saw the John Spencer Blues Explosion and they were that good. That's how good the John Spencer Blues Explosion was. It was a good night. Hopefully Mr. Knox's songs didn't bum you out too much. Here's another one before we go to Sunday. Once again, all of these photos of the artists of the festival of the day are at youmethemeverybody.com. Under this episode, there's a link to our Flickr page. Go to either our Flickr account or just click on that link, and you won't be disappointed. Kevin did a great job. So let's hear some songs from Mr. Knox, and then let's go to Sunday at the Pitchfork Music Festival.
And I wonder, I cringe and I pout. I'm heart sick, but the doctor is out. I told you your eyes look like the stars, but people say stupid things in bars. I'm dragging my knuckles, my knees till they hurt. I'm wiping the blood on my shirt. I sing to the mirror alone. At my ankles, an ass in my throne. Call me a fake, call me a fool. Egg on my face, blood in my stool. There's nothing worse than waking up without knowing how you got there or how you'll get out.
It's about 2 p.m. on Sunday. We could hear whiffs of Best Coast, and I think whiffs of Caspacom, as I'm standing with
Andy Morgan.
And Chris. And Chris. Andy Morgan, I've known you for years. Why did you come to Pitchfork today?
Because Chris said that the tickets were on sale, and I said, I have nothing to do that day.
They were on sale today or like months in advance?
A month in advance.
Okay, who did you come to see, or did you have anyone in mind?
No one really, but I would see Big Boy.
What about you, Chris?
Lightning Bolt.
Why do you like Lightning Bolt?
It's loud.
It's loud. There are a lot of loud things, and like, do you like sirens as well?
Do I like what?
Do you like the mythological creature, the siren?
Sure.
Do you like sirens in an ambulance?
Yes.
I think you're a liar. Andy, back to you. Why are you excited? Are you excited to see Big Boy, or just like, I'm here, I'll stick around?
I'm here, and it's been a while since I got a good sweat in. It's
Andy, you have, for those of you that aren't me, how would you describe your mustache?
Dirty.
Describe his mustache?
Describe his mustache!
It's a conquistador-style mustache.
Have you guys been to Pitchfork before? Holy shit, that's a lot of back hair. Watch out. Okay, have you been to Pitchfork before?
Yes, I have.
Yes?
And you've come back. Why did you come back?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's cheap and there's a lot of bands.
Do you have fun?
Some of it, yeah.
Some of it. What about you?
Sometimes, yes.
What is the best festival experience you've ever had at Pitchfork?
There was Intonation.
Yeah.
Balls.
Well, what was the Intonation?
Well, I was watching Block Party, and it looked like it was going to rain, and finally it rained for like half a second. But meanwhile, everyone got all excited, and we were way up close, and I peed in a giant Evian bottle and handed it to my friend and said, here, hold this.
Did that friend drink it or just drop it, or what happened?
He said, why is it all warm? And then he dropped it.
So then, in theory, the pee went all over your legs and your body.
I put the cap on it.
Do you think that's responsible behavior, guy that likes sirens?
What?
I can't hear you. You're the worst interviewee ever.
I'm not a good podcast person.
You really aren't.
I know.
Would you a good person, though.
What could make this festival better?
Air conditioning and...
Is
there anything that the festival could actually do to make this festival
testing
better?
Testing out deodorant samples.
That would be brilliant. Yes, that's the first good thing I've heard all weekend for how to improve this festival.
Yeah.
Get a Mitchum or Right Guard sponsor, free little samples of deodorant. That's fucking brilliant.
And also,
actually, I was thinking like a people wash when you walk in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like a
car wash, but for people.
But like a mist tent, but there's a lot of soap in it, kind of like hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
That's also brilliant. Two brilliant ideas from two men that aren't good on podcasts. Thank you so much for doing this.
Also, I think it's really BS that Goose Island isn't here. Because
Goose Island is here for the food.
Well, I guess Heineken offered three times the amount to have their beer here.
But the thing is, it's the same price.
I know, but I don't like Heineken.
Yeah, but they also have, they're out of the good stuff. They had a Newcastle, too. Okay, whatever. Thanks for doing this, guys.
It's about 3:30 on Sunday, and I'm at Flatstock with
Paul Hornschmeyer.
Paul, you've been kind enough to do the show before. How is Flatstock going?
It seems like it's going pretty well. I've gone around to the other booths, and people said it's pretty good. We had some rain dumping on us earlier today, but
did any of the rain hit the posters at all?
No, I think everybody just closed up the flaps.
Nice. Do things like this help you? Or is it just like a fun community type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's more community. I mean, I've done some poster work, but it's mainly just, I have so many friends that do this.
Yeah.
It's a good way to see people. And I get that impression that it's like that for a lot of people. But, I mean, a lot of people, like actually Jason Mullen, who's a couple booths down from here, I think that's sort of how he got his name out there in a lot of ways.
So this is kind of like a convention of sorts. It's not necessarily a lot of sales, but it's a lot of potential customers.
Right. I mean, I think some people do really, really well at Flatstock. But, and again, I mean, I can't speak directly for people.
Well, have you bought anything?
At Flatstock, I absolutely have, yeah.
It's delightful. What have you bought that you enjoy?
Jason Mullen's stuff. I can't recommend his stuff enough. Jay, I try to buy, but he usually ends up giving me stuff.
Thanks for rubbing it in all those people's faces that can't afford an original Jay Ryan.
They should buy his stuff.
Now I'm looking at Jay Ryan's stuff. I've never even seen that Jesus Lizard poster.
Which is the skull one?
The skull one that he did for the wall. Yeah, that does not look like it. Well, it looks like a Jay Ryan, but that's badass.
That's New Year's.
No, it's not. It's from the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. Look closer,
sir.
New
Year's show-ish, I think.
It was the month before. It's November 19th, 2009.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of the other. He was doing it.
Yeah. The one next to it.
I just come in for 2 seconds.
How does it feel to be not observant?
You know whose stuff you should pick up.
Whose stuff should
I interview him right now?
All right, who are you, sir?
I am Paul Hornschmeyer.
That's a lie. What's your name, sir? Please be nice.
Tom Stack,
is this your stuff?
This is my stuff.
I love your stuff. I almost took that shellac poster when it was hanging up in Atomics, like a week before the show, for selfish gain. I didn't do it.
Should have done it.
How would you describe your stuff? I like it.
Cerebral. Wildlife art.
Did you say wildlife art?
Yes.
Okay.
Inspired by Owen Graham. People of that ilk. I have an engineering background that kind of might explain some of the diagram-like look of it.
Yeah, it's really, really basic, but cute, and at the same time, very dark stuff.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's a compliment, but I like it.
That's fine. It looks cute initially, but sometimes if you look a little closer, it's
like
so cute.
I'm looking at the Constantine's poster. It's like, oh, that's so cute. It's a bird and a, what is that guy?
It's a worm.
And a worm, and the worm is going to do something nice. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
It's a bad thing. What got you into making posters?
I mainly paint, and then I just am friendly with lots of bands. And
so you still paint?
I do paint. Painting is kind of my main art vocation.
Is any of your painting like this?
Very similar.
Okay.
The style, like, it really lent, my style lended itself to screen printing.
You've been to Flatstock before.
This is my third time.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes.
What can make it better?
About 10 degrees less of temperature.
You know, you're about the 10th person I've talked to, and all the complaints are just weather-based. That's a sign of a great festival.
It's fine, yeah. If it wasn't so hot, it'd be perfect.
Are you commissioning out stuff for other bands? Can people contact you?
People can email me at stack@stackmatic.com. I print all my stuff at the Bird Machine in Skokie. That's Jay Ryan's place. So I kind of fit myself in when he's not using his press.
That's wonderful. I really like your stuff. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, Beach House just wrapped up. Lightning Bolt's about to play, and I am standing with
Tiffany Putterball
and
Danielle Putterball.
Why did you come to Pitchfork?
Because I heard that my two dads were going to play on the center stage.
I also heard that, and also Brandon is the best guy at press, so I wanted to get here to experience that and experience the sweet bandage that's going on.
Are you here to see any specific acts? Do you know about any of these bands?
I'm not as cool as people might think. In real talk.
This is all real talk. That's what this show is. Just real talk.
Okay, to talk soup.
I miss talk soup. I like the soup, but I miss talk soup.
Talk soup was better.
Yeah.
Today I've Sleigh Bells and
Beach House just played.
And Outcast.
That,
Big Boy.
Let's be magic. Let's go to magic. Magicians or wizards. Those people, they're good. You know what I'm talking about?
Not a clue,
it's
but...
It's like called Here We Go Magic or...
Lightning Bolts? Oh, Here We Go Magic.
Yeah. I just think that these hip kids are just coming up with words that, like, find one hip word and place it with another word that's equally as hip but means nothing together.
Neon Indian is playing.
Neon Indian is playing Sleigh Bells. Well, Sleigh Bells is a thing.
Yeah.
But Saint Vincent. A lot of Christian material tonight.
I don't think that, since that guy just walked past me in a little old-timey strongman top and some very small suspenders, I think we should probably talk about the 2012 Mayan.
No. We're going to close with that. I'm going to tease it. The Putter Bros and I have been standing around, and we're going to... Oh, that man has a crazy mask on stage. Oh. Lightning Bolt man has a crazy mask on stage.
And I see a baby doll dress.
Oh, there's a nice baby doll dress. Oh, this is a preview. Stick around for the end of the podcast, because the Putter Bros and I, mostly the Putter Bros and a little bit of Kevin, the best list ever. This is the future list. Have you been here before this year?
Yes, we're here on Friday.
We came on Friday. We saw some amazing Hannibal Buress, Chicago comedian. Whoa, music.
They're loud. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I came 2 years ago, and then last year I just sat outside the fence and drank whiskey and listened.
What was more fun, sitting outside drinking whiskey or seeing the guy with the mask? Because I think they're about equal at this point.
I mean, you can't catch up on as many trends when you're outside of the fence, so...
So are you just here, you're just culture scoping?
Yeah, pop culture scoping.
Yeah, I'm just logging what people are wearing and how I can be cooler, really.
Yeah, we're going to try to get 2 years ahead of the game by coming to Pitchfork.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Will you come back next year? Do you enjoy this festival?
Yes, I think this is probably the best music festival that Chicago puts on.
There's a lot,
but I like what's going on, and I also like finding out about the new bands and stuff that are playing that I don't know about.
Are you being sincere?
This is real talk.
Okay.
Because Lollapalooza is a little too corporate, and I'm going to get on the soapbox about that.
Okay.
I would agree. I think this crowd attracts hipper people.
Feathered earrings.
More feathered people. Feather people, more tattoos. I haven't seen any stilt walkers, but I'm still...
It's still time.
What can make this festival better?
If there is five guys in handlebar mustaches and tattooed body sleeves riding around in big hamster balls.
If I could rent a strong man that I could sit on top of, because I'm very...
Would it be a booth? Come out for 20 minutes at
a
time?
I'm small. And if you imagine getting really high and then getting on your knees in every concert, it's not fun.
Yeah.
So I would rent a strongman, get on top of him, then I could see what's going on everywhere.
Understood. Let's plug your show. Where are you every Sunday night?
Entertaining Julia, Town Hall Pub, 3340 North Halsted.
What else should we plug?
We're a band.
Yeah.
We're in a noise band called Clinkety Clank.
We have a show once a month at Berlin. And that's fun too, but really just, you know.
So if you enjoy the music of Lightning Bolt bleeding into this interview, you'll love the comedy every Sunday night at Town Hall Pub. Thanks a lot, guys. All right, it's Sunday evening at Pitchfork, and I'm in the volunteer area, and I'm talking with...
C1A Townsend.
Why are you a volunteer?
Because it's for a worthy cause, Rock for Kids, and I love Pitchfork Festival, and you get to get in for free, and...
Let's plug some more Rock for Kids. What is Rock for Kids?
It's an organization that provides a musical outlet for kids.
How does it provide a musical outlet for kids? Lessons, classes?
I don't know that much about it.
Okay. Have you worked Pitchfork before?
No.
Have you attended Pitchfork before?
Yes.
Why do you like Pitchfork? The festival.
There's a lot of good bands. Friends show up. It's just a good time to be outside.
Do you attend any other festivals?
Tour de Fats, the Fat Tire Festival. That's my absolute favorite one.
Tour de Fats is more, you like that more than Pitchfork?
Yes, most definitely.
Why is that?
Because it's like a circus.
Okay, okay. Would this festival be better if it had circus performers?
Yes, most definitely.
What could make this festival better besides that?
More puppets.
More puppets? Have you seen Ratso around?
No.
Do you know who Ratso is?
Is that the guy with the puppet bike?
No, that's Ratso is a character on Chickagogo.
Oh, right. No, I haven't. Is he here?
He's here. Jake is here doing Ratso. It's very nice.
No way.
Who have you seen that you've enjoyed? Why did you like Panda Bear? Because a lot of people I talked to did not like Panda Bear.
I thought it was okay. I mean, it didn't sound very good, but I'm a fan, so I liked it.
Is there anyone that you didn't know you were going to see or never heard before and really enjoyed the set?
Yeah. What was it? The second band on the B stage. I don't even know where
they're Today? From.
Yeah.
Best Coast.
Yes.
Why did you like Best Coast?
I don't know. It's just really mellow, and it sounded really great.
Yeah.
That stage's really nice.
Would you come back to Pitchfork?
On a less hotter weekend, yes.
So the weather has a lot to do with it.
Oh, most definitely.
And what's the best part about the weekend?
About the weekend?
About not your weekend, but I mean, yeah. What's the best part about your weekend and Pitchfork?
Really, it's just the music is the best part.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right, it is Sunday evening, and I am talking with
Kevin.
Kevin, what are you from?
Playing Mannequin Man.
Yeah, I like Mannequin Man. How's Mannequin Man going?
Things have been going really good.
You just played on Friday. How was that show at the Hideout?
We had a really good time. We actually got to play a song with Eugene Merman, which was pretty awesome.
So Eugene is a nice man.
He's a gentleman.
Did you see his comedy?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that would have been weird if you didn't.
Yeah, no. He's a big. We're a big fan of his, and we don't listen to music in the van. So
that makes a lot of sense.
We don't listen to stand-up because it sets you enough apart from it that you don't have to deal with it for a little bit.
Definitely, Are you enjoying your weekend? You seem to be enjoying your weekend.
It's been a little liquid, but it's been fun.
How is this different than any other festival?
I think there's just more friends here than any other festival.
Do you go to Lollapalooza?
No. I mean, I DJed it once.
How was that?
It's strange. It's weird to see all the people that would like your band that don't.
What do you mean? Here or at...
No. I mean, I feel like festivals like that draw people who really love music and, like, really, 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 really get into shit.
Okay.
But maybe didn't have an older brother or sister, and so they kind of had to discover it on their own, which is a bummer, and, like...
So this is, like, the older brother festival.
Yeah, I think so.
Who have you seen that you've enjoyed?
I thought Allah was really good.
Allah's a local Chicago band.
Yeah.
You were here early, good job.
I really wanted to see Kurt Vile yesterday, didn't, but, I've seen him in Philly, and he was fucking fantastic.
Good job name-dropping Philly. where's your favorite place to play outside of Chicago?
I'd have to say Cake Shop out in New York.
Are you going to move to New York?
We're buddies with Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No,
why hell no? Why fuck New York?
It's fun for 4 days, and then it becomes it's a real travesty after that.
Okay. Which favorite part about playing in Chicago?
Favorite part about playing in Chicago is playing for people that... are kind of just dealing with it. It's nice.
You make it sound like we're all depressed and like...
I think we all are. I think that's kind of what sets us apart. I think that we have to work a lot harder for it.
Okay.
And I feel that is that's an encouraging trait amongst us.
Should people come to this festival next year?
Of course.
Why of course?
Well, I mean, I fucking hate Pitchfork, and I'll be the first one to talk shit on it. I think that it's ridiculous that they put these bands on this pedestal that... You know, they don't necessarily need to be there. But at the same time, I think they do a really good job of trying to bring all of these people together.
Okay.
And they succeed admirably.
If they asked you to play the festival next year, would you?
They won't, and no.
Why wouldn't you play it if they asked you to?
It's not our scene.
You would fit so well here. What are you talking about?
It's not our scene, man. It's weird. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be totally awesome. But
how was like the B stage not your scene?
I don't know. It's
I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit, man.
No. I mean, I believe in my band more than anyone else in the world. But I just think that we have some fundamental differences in opinion.
What sets your band apart from these bands playing today?
I don't think anything sets us apart from these bands. I think all the bands now have to work extra hard because of how ridiculous the music situation is. But I think outside of that, I think that the thing that sets us apart most is that we're all best friends and we're doing it because there's like a really genuine desire to make music.
That's a great way to plug your band. Where's your band playing next?
I don't know exactly where we're playing next.
Where can people find you online?
People can find us at MySpace/Mannequin Man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Sunday, and I'm talking with someone that's actually involved with Pitchfork. I'm talking with
Amy Phillips.
Amy, how is it coming to this? Is it like a work event? Is it fun? Is it like a class reunion? How is this?
It is not a work event. It is super fun. I don't have to. I'm the news editor at Pitchfork, and I am not involved in the planning or putting on of the festival other than posting news stories about the festival. So mostly I'm just here for fun, hanging out. It is kind of like a class reunion.
Because like half the office is in New York, half is in Chicago.
Yes. Okay. Yes, half our office is in New York, half is in Chicago. There are people from the New York office that I talked to. Well, one guy who we recently hired, who I talked to literally every day at work, who I'd never met until Friday. So it's wonderful having everybody together. It's like a class reunion of everybody that I would like. You know, I wouldn't want to be at a class reunion.
So you would never go to your... Did you go to your 10-year?
No, I did not go to my 10-year.
Do they know what you're doing?
I think some people do. They might.
Anyone that knows how to use Google knows what you're doing.
Well, I don't think they would really care because most of them were definitely didn't care anything about music when we were in high school. Maybe they do now. I don't know, but
yeah, because most people have two kids and a family and move to the suburbs. That's when they really get into indie rock.
Right.
Like, that's the
exactly.
fucking time.
I don't know. I ran into a couple guys at Lollapalooza a few years ago, and I was very, very surprised. I was standing in front of the Jamie Liddell set. And I was
okay.
Like, oh, you guys like Jamie Liddell? Like, yeah, he's great. I don't know, but no, I don't. I would not go to my. Well, maybe 20 years if I have kids and I'm married or something.
So you feel like, okay, well, off topic, sorry about that.
That's okay.
How is this different than another festival you would attend? Because you go to a lot, I'm assuming.
Well, not that many, but I have been to many festivals. Pitchfork is really great because it is smaller than most festivals. It's, I think we sold more tickets this year than ever.
Do you know how many that is?
19,000.
That's a lot.
Yes.
A lot of tickets.
It is, but think about it. Lollapalooza, the capacity is 80 or 90,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coachella is 70 or 80,000. I mean...
But it's just different.
Right, it's very different. It's much smaller. I mean, it's wonderful because you can get here by public transportation, mm-hmm. which is... I mean, I've been to Coachella, and it took us 2 hours to get into the parking lot of a hotel 2 miles away.
How does this compare in terms of quality of music?
I think this year's festival is the best lineup we've ever had.
Why is that? Like, are you a big Pavement fan? Or?
I'm a big fan. Yeah, I'm a big Pavement fan. I'm a big LCD fan. Robin was the best thing I've seen all.
Why was Robin so good? No one's talked about Robin yet.
Really? No one's talking about Robin?
No.
Robin was great because
Amy knows a lot of people. She's saying hello.
Hello, sorry.
No, it's great.
Robin was so great because I am a huge fan of hers. I saw her when she came to Chicago a few years ago, but since then she's put out a really great record, Body Talk Part 1, and I hadn't seen her play live since she put that out, so there were all these new songs that I was so excited about seeing, and she's just such a professional pop star. And
okay.
So great at performing. I mean, a lot of these bands, while their music might be good, They're not performers. They're not out there, dancing around with dance moves and have, really polished stage shows, which is fine. I mean, you're not going to see Pavement and expecting dance moves.
But that would be great. They should do that. It is a reunion. Let's step it up, Pavement.
Incredible. But, it's just, it's a welcome break. There's nobody else here that would have that kind of thing.
How long have you been working in the music, in journalism?
I've been, 11 years probably. I got my first internship in 1999.
How are you still excited to see people? This is an honest question.
That is a great question. I am definitely much less excited than I was.
So a band has to be, like, amazing
right.
for you to like
a
that?
A band has to be so good for me to get excited about. I tell people all the time, I hate or am bored by about 95% of most music. Maybe 99% of most music. So.
Name, like, three bands, preferably local, that you enjoy.
Local?
It doesn't have to be local, but, just because it's Chicago.
Well, I'm extremely
local.
Biased. My boyfriend is the front man of the Scotland Yard Gospel Choir, and I love them.
Would you date him if you didn't like his band?
I think I would, because he is a great guy.
That's a boring answer. Okay, who else do you like? Who else do you like?
Local, let's see. I really like Mahjong.
Okay.
I think they're really good.
You sound completely different than Scott or Gospel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. BBU are great.
BBU, another great band. Bin Laden Blown Up.
Bin Laden Blown Up. They are awesome. They are, I mean, also
did you, did you hear that you have the new mixtape,
oh,
right?
The mixtape is great. It's
brilliant.
One of my top 10 records of the year. I love
so
it.
So good. I highly recommend that.
BBU, they are awesome, and I hope they go really far. Full Disclosure, they are buddies with Elia from Scotland Yard.
I didn't know that.
They are, yeah, they,
because that would be a weird tour.
That would be a really weird tour. Yeah, he and Jason from the band used to be roommates.
I don't think that tour would go well either.
No, I don't think it would go well. I don't recommend it. I don't think they should be remixing each other either.
That would be good. That could be very great.
Yeah, I'd say they're probably my favorite right now, BBU. I really like Mike Terror also. Okay. I think he's a really great rapper.
Do you find that there's a conflict of you being here working for Pitchfork? Or Pitchfork itself writing about the Pitchfork Music Fest?
Oh, well, we don't. We
you
don't
just do,
write
you do
about
the recaps.
It. We do. No, we don't do recaps. We did that the first year. It was a bad idea.
Got it.
We interview artists and we take photos.
And that's for forecast mostly.
No, it's for, it'll be for news.
Okay.
And it'll be a feature at the site on Tuesday. We'll spend Monday getting it all together. There do will be videos too. Yes.
Do you know if any artist has played the festival and then like 2 years later the next album comes out and it gets a really low rating and then they're upset with you? Has that happened yet? Because I know you've had Walkman play here before, and then the next album he gave like a 5 out of 10. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure they've been upset with us. I don't really know. I don't work on the reviews section.
Okay.
So if somebody's upset with a review, I don't hear about it.
Do you find that it's better that you don't work in the reviews section?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would be way too much to handle to do the news and the reviews.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the people who run the reviews section are very happy to not be...
No, you're good. It's my answer.
Okay.
What can make this festival better? Every year it gets a little bit better, and the only thing people have said is weather. And that's great if
absolutely
that's the big complaint.
Weather? Gosh, I mean, we did have free food in the VIP a few years ago. That was really nice.
Okay, don't start complaining about the VIP perks right now.
No, definitely not. Definitely.
We're in like 4 places with shade in the entire park.
Oh, I know. God, it's...
Because it seems like a well-oiled machine at this point.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely... They do such a great job. What would I add?
I heard one good idea. Get a deodorant sponsor.
A deodorant
free
sponsor?
Free samples of deodorant. That's a good idea.
Dude, that would be wonderful. People would love that.
Is that at Lollapalooza or Coachella? Because
I haven't heard about
step
that.
Step up. Right
dude,
guard. This is your area.
That is a great idea.
Lady Speed Stick. That'd be good.
Oh, man. Totally.
Who are you excited to see that's left? There's like 4 or 5
Sleigh Bells? I'm super excited for.
Are you going to miss Sleigh Bells? Are you going to go to Sleigh Bells over Big Boy?
No, it's tough. I mean,
isn't that a great problem to have?
It is a problem, Sleigh Bells versus Big Boy. I've seen both of them. They're both awesome. Right now, I'm more excited about Sleigh Bells, I would have to say.
Have you seen Pavement?
I saw Pavement in 1996 or something.
Wow. You were a young girl that liked Pavement.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of them.
Yeah, when I was in high school, yeah. They were not good at all. It was pretty obvious that they were not happy and kind of hated each other.
Got it.
But everything I've been hearing about the reunion is that they're happy and they like each other and they're stoked to be here. So I'm really excited for this.
What should people do if they want to have your job? If they want to be a music journalist, what should they be doing?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. You should start your own blog or write for other blogs. You should...
Speaking of writing for other blogs and stuff, you used to write for a metal magazine.
Yeah, I used to freelance for anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
Get your name out there, write. You're going to have to write for free at first, and eventually people will start paying you if you're good. Don't get cocky. Don't think you're too good. Don't let people, don't go on and on about how great you are. We get that a lot.
Really?
Yes.
How many applicants do you get?
Well, we just put a call out for new writers, actually, this week, and we put the call out on Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe. We're up to 1,000.
Whoa. Do you have to sift through those?
Oh, I don't, thank goodness.
Okay.
It's all for review, reviews.
Do you even read the reviews anymore, or do you just listen to everything and you like what you like?
I read the reviews, for sure, yeah. I can't read all of them every day, that's impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely read the stuff that I'm interested in.
Okay.
I would say, just start honing your voice places, and it's really, really, really hard to get a job, especially now. It was less hard when I started out 10 years ago.
You're still excited for music.
I am, somehow. Less so, but
if a band blows me away, they still blow me away, like Sleigh Bells.
So we're going to go see Sleigh Bells.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Nice.
No problem.
All right, so that was Pitchfork. It was a very fun time, and I'd like to thank everyone that took time out of their day to talk to us. I'd like to thank Pitchfork themselves for putting on the festival and letting us in. I'd like to thank Mike Reed and everybody else that runs the festival and the Pesh people and blah, blah, blah. It was a good time. You should definitely go if you have the chance. And you know who else should go if they have the chance? Daniel Knox, Pitchfork people. Put Daniel Knox in this festival. He's very, very good. Please come to the Hungry Brain events every single Monday and most Tuesdays of the month. For more information on that, go to youmethemeverybody.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you didn't hate it. We got a bunch of other episodes. We do a music podcast. Check those out if you got some time. Here's one final Daniel Knox song. That's it. Have a good night.
There are worse things than a crowd. And though to break away is frowned upon, it's usually allowed. And if there's anything to take away from lessons you've been taught, it's probably that you ought to do it on your own, all alone, in a room around the town. Doesn't matter who's around. Every day a second chance. It's still the same old song and dance. Armageddon's coming soon. The sun will crash into the moon, but we will still have breakfast. The hand, the world, the monkeys and dogs who rip it apart like Lincoln logs. Makes you want to kill someone. Getting older, getting fatter, people asking what's the matter. Smile and say, God bless you. When you kill me every day, the public and the private way, you gotta go sometime. You gotta go sometime soon.
YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.